So this is breaking news from the NBA. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has agreed to a 4-year, $285 million Supermax contract.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
$71 million a year plus over a 4-year contract?
He's going to be making close to $1 million a game.
Oh, my goodness.
Close to $250,000 a quarter.
I really should have worked on that jump shot.
I mean, yep.
Wow. Really should have developed the Odie hook. I had a hook shot that I used playing pickup basketball, my
friends.
That's
about right.
Because Otis was the first nickname, and they shortened it to Odie. People called it the Odie hook.
Yeah.
It was devastatingly effective.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Devastatingly effective against your friends.
Yeah, against other guys that were my height or shorter.
And I don't know what relevance this has to do with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Well, I mean, $285 million contract.
I clearly should have developed that Odie hook, become a tier one, five-star recruit, should have played, basketball at Michigan State, then get drafted, be a lottery pick. So I could have signed a big contract.
I did tease we were going to talk about Hail Mary plans. And,
and you that's just, what I should have done.
You just generically and organically brought up another one.
Can you imagine seeing some 6'1", vertically limited fella out there on the court just shooting hook shots?
Yep. I could. I could see that. I think everybody could. Everybody can picture it.
He's not fast. He can't jump. He doesn't really have any height. No ball skills whatsoever. But that hook shot. What do you want to give him? 71 a year. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. $71 million a year. Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
Okay. So, look. The Hail Mary suggested by the morning show. One is, don't spend any of this money. Bank it and make a run at McDavid next year. Two is, tank and try and win the lottery and go get Gavin McKenna, who's supposed to be the next generational player. The problem with both of those plans is they truly are lottery tickets. Connor McDavid, saying you want to bank the money and make a run at Connor McDavid is like saying, I'm in love with this woman. She will marry me. And I know she will say yes. But I prefer Eva Mendez, so I'm just going to marry her instead. Eva Mendez has some say, right?
She does.
Yes. And Connor McDavid has some say. You can't just say we're going to bank this money and go get Connor McDavid. Connor McDavid has some say as well. And the way these things work out, typically, is right now the Red Wings are in a situation where they don't get the Connor McDavids. So look, I get you could be trying to stealthily maneuvering for that down the road. The other one is tanking for Gavin McKenna. It's literally a lottery ticket. If you aren't the worst team in hockey, which they won't be the worst team in hockey, you have like a less than 10% chance of winning a lottery.
And even if they had the best chance and best odds to win, they don't do it.
It's only 18%.
Well, and they have no lottery luck. I don't think you're aware of the irony that you had when you brought up Eva Mendez and Hail Mary.
No, no, why?
Do you know who Eva Mendez is married to?
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
You know what his blockbuster movie's called coming out this summer?
No clue.
Or next year? Hail Mary.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that just something else that just happened.
That just happened.
Yep.
You unwittingly.
I unwittingly and unknowingly had no idea. I had no idea.
You're brilliant.
Yes.
You work on a different level.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to call it?
Chess.
Chess.
Everybody's playing checkers.
I'm playing chess, yes.
And you are playing chess, 3D chess. Well done, sir. Yes, your point is well taken, though. Those are two. I mean, you can't rely on a draft lottery Hail Mary. The only way you can rely on, oh, we're stockpiling for Connor McDavid next year, is if you know for sure that Connor McDavid's going to hit free agency.
Yep.
Which you don't know for sure.
Nope.
And then you have to know for sure that Connor McDavid wants to play only for the Detroit Red Wing organization.
I mean, I kind of how do you get those assurances?
You don't. The way you do it is you trade for him, which I suspect if Edmonton knows that they are going to lose Connor McDavid to free agency, that they will trade him. Because how could you not? I mean, the best player in hockey, you've got it. And if you think you can't re-sign him, you move him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they may.
So either way, I agree with you. Those are Hail Marys. They're unrealistic. And I'm sure that they put that cavity on there. Hey, this is wildly unrealistic. It's why it's called the Hail Mary.
Well, I know that the morning show talked about this because this was some of the feedback they got. And the one thing you can control, you can control trades. You get the player, you get the contract. I mean, some guys have no trade clauses, or some guys say, well, I'm not going to re-sign with you. But if you're willing to trade for a player like a Robertson or a Miller, you get yourself into that situation where that player knows that you want them and will pay whatever price that they want. They can go after some of these free agents. I just, the problem with even the Red Wings cap space is the last I saw, and I don't know if it's been updated. I guess I'll go look at Spot Track again. There's still 12 teams with more cap space than them. So cap space is only valuable based upon its relevance to what other teams have. The market is what it is. If there are 12 teams with more cap space than you, now, thankfully, they've re-signed guys, and those other teams have their guys that they want to re-sign and money budgeted to go elsewhere. So it might be less than 12, but there's a lot of teams that are going to be bidding for a few players. And that's going to drive the prices up, and you probably end up overpaying for a free agent. So trade is the way to go. We just sit back and wait to see what Steve is up to. I don't think there's no plan. Like, I'll give you an example why I don't think there's no plan. Earlier this week, or I guess it was during the draft, so it was late last week, he was asked about buying players out. And he said, I don't envision doing that. And there was a mini meltdown amongst fans who wanted to see Tereschenko and Hull bought out, right? Well, he had a plan. He did have a plan to move one of those contracts. He was able to move and not have to attach a draft pick to it to get somebody to take the salary. So I believe that there are things in place and that he's thinking of stuff. And that was an example of, people thought, well, why isn't he buying these guys out? Well, there was a reason. He had a plan.
And if at all possible, if you're, let's say you're trading for Keandre Miller, a defenseman, it'll likely cost you a pretty good prospect.
Yep.
And could you send Justin Hall with him so that you lose Justin Hall and his salary? Yep. You take on Keandre Miller. You give him a contract extension. I mean, that could make sense too. But trades you can make at any time. Free agency begins 97 minutes from now, 96 minutes from now.
Yeah. I mean, do you expect them to make a big free agent signing?
I don't know if I expect them to make a big free agent signing. I would expect that they would be involved. When you start looking at who's there, do I think that they're going to be kicking the tires on Ehlers or Boeser or Gavrikov? You know, two forwards and a defenseman. Yeah, I think they're kicking the tires.
Well, don't get me wrong. I do like if out of those guys, I'm a big fan of Ehlers, and I like his size. And you know, it's funny. I went back and just looked at his games against Detroit, and he scored a wicked goal against the Red Wings. And I think I'd be cool with that. I'm scared of what the prices are going to be given the market right now.
Yeah, but it is the market. The market resets every year, and next year the cap goes up again, and the year after that the cap will go up, and you know everybody else will have that same amount of money to work with. So it's just you have to. This is not an easy job, right? Particularly when you have people that decide to go back on what the market is, like what happened in Florida. It's amazing, and yet it throws the Players Association is like, wait a minute, what are you guys doing? You took millions less, like an Ekblad. What do you get, $6 million a year or something like that? That's like $3 million below what the market value would have been if he actually hit the free agent market. I can't imagine the Players Association is all that thrilled with it, and yet at the same time, every agent in the world is going to say, well, they just gave the hometown discount. Here's the real market value. You guys know it. This is a crazy offseason already because nobody thought Florida was going to be able to re-sign all three of their guys.
Yep.
And they did. It's really actually amazing. Those guys, why would they do that? Because they want to run it back. They want to have an opportunity to be the first team in forever to win three straight. I mean, we'll be the first team since the Islanders to win three straight. Edmonton never did that. So that would be pretty amazing if they can do that. But as far as free agency today is concerned, yeah, I think we'll hear the Red Wings linked up with a player.
Well, the one thing about the salary cap rising is if you look at the last few years, it's risen by $1 million, $1 million, $4.5 million. This year, it's expected to go up a little bit more, but it really is. It doesn't rise as much because it's directly tied to revenues.
Right, yeah.
And the problem with revenues is revenues react to an Edmonton, Florida Stanley Cup.
Well, that's part of it. And they have to. Gary Bettman's really smart. So I expect even though I don't love everything he does, clearly. But I think he's a very smart guy, came from the NBA, and he'll know, and he's been trying to. He's going to keep trying to find the best deal possible for the NHL when it comes to TV deals and rights deals and all that and streaming services.
You know,
and that's where the salary cap goes up.
And he's, to his credit, they put together a business model where they just had a new CBA renewed without coming anywhere close to a work stoppage, which is one of the worst things that can happen in a sport. And it wasn't even flirted with. Bam, re-upped. And that's an underappreciated healthy thing because it was well before anybody heard the words work stoppage in NHL. They re-upped it. And that's fantastic news for the hockey fan. All right, 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, Red Wing fans. What happens next? We'll get to phone calls and feedback coming up. Red Wings with some cap space, some maneuvering, some stealth maneuvering to keep some of what they had in place. Remember last year we kept talking about one of their biggest problems. It felt like they have a line and a half worth of forwards. So maybe the depth moves and trying to find a guy or two that can help, you know, your second and third line actually goes a long way on a team like this. But here we sit with a lot of the free agent market picked over before it even started with guys going back to their old teams. What do you think happens next here, Red Wing fans? 248-539-9797. Pistons made a move yesterday as well, and their plan seems rather clear. That we will get to next here on 97.1 The Ticket.